Chapter 12. A Room with a View. Oh, Miss Honeychurch, I am glad that you have come, Mr. Emerson said, and Lucy saw a change in him since last Sunday. No words came from her. She did not know how to speak to George's father about what had happened between her and his son. Miss Honeychurch, I am so sorry. George is so sorry. He thought that he should try. But why didn't he speak to me first? I knew nothing about it. Lucy turned her back and began looking at Mr. Beebe's books. But you mustn't be angry with George, Mr. Emerson continued. I taught him to believe in love. When love comes, that is truth, I said. The woman you love is the only person who you'll ever really understand.
I'm glad he is sorry, Lucy said, turning to him. Do you know what he did?
He only tried, said Mr. Emerson gently. You have all you want, Miss Honeychurch. You're going to marry the man that you love. Don't leave George's life thinking that he's bad. Not now that he's gone under.
What? Lucy said.
He's gone under, like his mother did. When George was 12, he became very ill. His mother thought it was because I was not religious. She thought God was making him ill. George got better, but by then his mother was ill. She died thinking it was because of God.
Oh, how terrible, said Lucy, remembering the words of the clergyman, Mr. Eager from Florence. So this was how Mr. Emerson murdered his wife in the eyes of God. Is George ill? She asked.
Only since last Sunday.
He is not ill.
He's just gone under. He's his mother's son. He's not interested in living. He went under after Florence. But then we came here, and he swam with your brother, and he became better. I'm staying with Mr. Beebe tonight. George will come down tomorrow and take me back to London. He doesn't want to be here, and I must be where he is.
Mr. Emerson, don't leave. I'm going to Greece. Don't leave your comfortable house. For the first time, her voice was kind, and he smiled.
To Greece? He said. That's a long way. Is Mr. Vyse very angry with George?
Lucy looked at the books again, her face reddening.
Miss Honeychurch, you look tired, and you have a look that is like George's. Is it because of George that you and Mr. Vyse are going to Greece?
Mr. Vyse isn't going, she said quietly. I made a mistake. Mr. Vyse will stay in England. It was impossible to lie to this old man. She could lie to George and to Cecil, but not to Mr. Emerson, who seemed so near the end of things. His eyes widened.
You're leaving him?
I had to.
Why, Miss Honeychurch, why?
She shook her head.
You must be careful of confusion, Mr. Emerson said slowly. Remember the day of the room with a view. Remember the day that we wanted to show you around the church. You said no when you meant yes. That was confusion. There's nothing worse than confusion, and you have it now. Life is difficult, Miss Honeychurch. Life is like playing the piano to others without practicing first. You must learn as you play.
Then suddenly, he cried out excitedly.
You love George!
And the three words fell on Lucy like a wave from the open sea.
But you do, he went on. You love the boy as much as he loves you. You won't marry the other because of him.
How can you? Shouted Lucy. You think that a woman is always thinking about a man.
But you are. You're shocked, but I can't reach you any other way. You must marry George, or you will waste your life. If you fly to Greece and never see him again, George will be in your thoughts until you die. You can fight love, but you cannot pull it out of you.
At this, Lucy began to cry.
You've frightened me, she said. Cecil, Mr. Beebe, the ticket is bought now.
She fell back into a chair.
I must grow old away from him. I cannot change my life for him. They'll be so angry with me for lying.
She heard the front door open and quickly stood up.
Give George my love, she said, tears running down her face. Tell him... confusion.
Lucy! At that moment, Mr. Beebe came in.
Miss Honeychurch has lied to you, said Mr. Emerson. She loves George, and he loves her.
I shall never marry him, said Lucy quickly.
Mr. Beebe gave her a strange look.
Why not? This is very sad. Oh, marry George, Miss Honeychurch. He'll be very good for you.
Hearing voices calling her, Lucy turned to Mr. Emerson. His face was filled with understanding.
Now it's all dark, he said. But remember the mountains over Florence and the view. Remember the kiss, and that will make you brave. Yes, your mother and friends will hate you, and rightly, because you lied to them. But truth matters. You're going to fight now, out of the confusion you've given yourself. You'll fight for love and truth.
The Miss Allens did go to Greece, but they went alone. Lucy went back to the pension Bertolini. It's my old room, said George. He was lying with his head on her stomach.
But you're wrong, Lucy told him, putting down her letter. It was my room, and your father's before me.
She did not know why, but she loved George for sometimes being wrong. He kissed her, then got up and walked to the window. It was evening again, and the spring. There was the river and the beginning of the hills. Anything interesting in Freddy's letter? He asked.
He guessed about us. If Mother couldn't say yes, then of course we had to do this. It will all be good in the end, won't it? If we act the truth, then the people who really love us will come back to us.
Maybe. Then he said gently, Well, I acted the truth, and you came back to me. So now you know. He came and carried her to the window for her to see all the view. Look at the lights on the bridge, he said.
But this pension makes me think of Charlotte. How terrible to grow old like Charlotte.
That evening in the rectory,
she knew that your father was the only person who could make me see the truth. I'm so glad that she didn't know he was there.
But she did know, said George. She came into the room and spoke to my father. He told me. Then she went to church, and a few minutes later you came in. Lucy was silent. Maybe your cousin always hoped and wanted for us to be together, George went on. Maybe she fought us, but she still hoped. Remember how she was always talking about me, months after Florence? I think that in the rectory that day, she saw that she could make things right. We can never make friends with her or thank her. But I do believe that deep in her heart, she is glad.
It is impossible, replied Lucy.
But then, remembering the journey of her own heart, she said, No, it is just possible. They were young, and the music of Italy was all around them, of love shared. But they knew a deeper love than this. The song died away, and they heard the river taking the snows of winter into the sea. Penguin Readers, A Room with a View, E.M. Forster, Level 4, retold by Anna Truin, illustrated by Davide Ortu, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Jenny Bryce, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2024.